Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Amanda McIntosh, Suicide Prevention Liaison for Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, and we're going to be spotlighting Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month for September, and that is the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. And Amanda, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate the invitation. Thank you, Aiden.
And now, whenever September rolls around, it's a somber month, but I think ultimately it is a month of hope when we start talking about suicide prevention and awareness, because it's such a crucial thing that happens. I mean, Utah is disproportionately affected by suicide, and it's one of those things where it's good to be on the air and talk about it to help kind of break that stigma that surrounds mental health.
Yeah, absolutely, and I appreciate you saying that, because we are at a disproportionate, on the disproportionate side for suicides in our area, specifically Carbon, Emory, and Grand County, but there are so many great resources that are already available and already happening in Carbon, Emory, and Grand County that unfortunately people don't quite know about until they're in a mental health crisis, right? And so by being honored with being the charity of the month and being able to talk about the events that we have going on for September being Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, it's helping break down those stigmas, and it creates a community where self-help seeking behaviors is normalized.
Yeah, it's a great thing, and you guys have done an excellent job throughout the year in connecting people with these resources. I mean, it's a year-long effort when we
Absolutely.
Start talking about it. You guys have been hosting resource fairs in order to kind of get people acquainted with it, but this is a month where you see that big push coming forward, and one of the ways that you've been doing that is you've been going to city, county to county, and you have been getting these local bodies, these governing organizations, to proclaim September as Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, and we were talking about a second ago. This has been probably the most successful campaign you've had.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been trying to get cities and commissioners to proclaim September Suicide Prevention Awareness Month for a number of years, and it's expanding in that more cities are recognizing the importance of it, but it's also been very hopeful that they've allowed me the opportunity to speak to the proclamation and why proclamations at the local level are so important. And again, it goes back to that normalization of talking about our mental health and opening the door for educational opportunities and for resource sharing and for recognizing that there are entities within our three counties and at the state level and at the national level that we are accessing here in Carbon, Emory, and Grand County, such as the Live On Utah campaign, such as the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which is why we partner with them to bring some of these events to the area.
Now, let's highlight some of the resources that are available both here locally and on a statewide level, because sometimes, you may not be able to get in contact with one, but you'll probably be able to reach in and get the other. So what do we have available in the Castle Country in terms of resources for mental health and suicide awareness?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, we have Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. I think I'd be fired if I didn't promote them first and foremost, right? Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. And then we have Carbon Medical. We have Sandstone Psychology. We have River Terrace. We have the hospital, right? We have all of these private sector counselors that are doing phenomenal work in that talk therapy realm as well. But then we also, we have great resources within USU Eastern and USARA and other entities that really are taking prevention to another level and having those conversations and building their programs so that when people are in need, they are readily available, and that there's already something established to help work through a mental health crisis or substance use crisis.
And it's a full community effort when it comes to talking about these subjects, as well as breaking the stigma around them. And as part of September and Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, you guys host a couple of events to help people get out and continue to remove that stigma around it. The first one comes up on September 10th. You have your Suicide Prevention Day Vigil, and it's always a very heartwarming event, and it's a great chance to connect those survivors of suicide loss together, and we can bond and help break that stigma even further.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's World Suicide Prevention Day, right? So everywhere across the world on September 10th every year, people gather in whichever way they see fit. In Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties, we're doing candlelight vigils. And like you said, Aiden, it's a chance for those survivors within our community to come together and really talk about how their loved one lived. So oftentimes we focus on how a person lost their life, that it doesn't leave room and removes the awkwardness of talking about the person as they were here on Earth, right? And the impact that they made. And so by opening up this safe space for people to come out and talk about their loved one, it really helps to in the healing journey of losing somebody in such a tragic way.
And, you know, you follow that event up with one of our favorites here at the station. We look forward to it each year, and that's on Saturday, September 12th, the Southeast Utah Walk to Prevent Suicide. Every time it takes over the Price City Peace Garden, it's such a beautiful morning of remembrance.
I love our walk. It has grown over the years in a good way, right? Yes, we are inviting more members of the community who have lost somebody to suicide, but we're also seeing it grow by way of investment and buy-in from the community, and that this really is happening here in our backyard, and that it can really affect anybody and everybody when we least expect it, right? And so to see the community partners come together and the donations that have come in, both monetarily and in kind through services and goods or whatnot, it really touches this community of survivors and lets them know that, one, they're not alone, two, that there are people that they can turn to, and three, recognizing survivors, you know, especially through our honor bead ceremony, where that no words have to be exchanged. It's a visual representation of the loss that we have suffered, and an instant brotherhood, sisterhood, and kinship in creating a support system to navigate that healing journey.
And it is genuinely one of the most heartwarming ceremonies you will ever see. It every year, it never fails to bring me to tears.
It's giving me goosebumps right now just thinking about it.
And that's how exciting it really is. So I encourage you, if you haven't checked this event out, you definitely should. And you mentioned sponsorships, in-kind donations, things like that. If someone wants to give, especially in the monetary realm, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, so very easy. For anybody who wants to attend the walk or donate to the walk, they can go to afsp.org/price. There's a button right there in the middle of the page that asks if you want to donate to the walk. If you have a service or a good that you would like to donate, contact me directly. And the reason that we encourage our community to register for the walk is because we do have those kind donators that have offered to pay for the lunch that we're going to provide and the sweet treats that are coming our way this year. And so it's a way for us to gauge the amount of people that are planning to come. But it also, again, lets us know who in the community is really utilizing these activities and these events, and following up with them if need be to make sure that they feel the support and the wraparound services of love and hope.
Now, ever since you first started in your position, as you've kind of guided the Hope Squad into this modern era, what kind of improvement have you seen in our local areas surrounding suicide prevention and awareness? Because it feels like more and more, it's a dilemma we face, but it feels like more and more people are becoming aware of those resources.
Yeah, I think thank you for that question. I really do think that our partnership with the Castle Country family has very, very much helped expanded our reach, right? Not just with the Live on Utah radio ads that you all play, but the interviews like this, the news articles that you're covering really have helped us get into the homes of places that we haven't necessarily. I also feel like with my position and being so aligned with the state's overall suicide prevention plan and working with the brilliant, intelligent individuals at the state level has really been a asset to our community, because we're no longer being left behind when it comes to swag, when it comes to means restriction, when it comes to educational materials and programming and trainings and whatnot. I think that has helped expand our suicide prevention efforts. And then again, being partnered with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and having that national approach to suicide prevention has really benefited our community as well. And it has helped bring suicide prevention and mental health to light in areas that we are able to work with new employee orientations, where we're able to do onboarding for construction companies or the mines, or doing those annual training so that everybody kind of has a baseline of what warning signs to look for, how to safely question somebody's suicidal intent and persuade them to live, and then when and to who to refer them to resources within our very own community so that they don't have the burden and the barrier to care of going outside of our area to get help.
Now, Amanda, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
I love this job. I love the work that we do. I love meeting with the people. It's like a family reunion. I've said that for many, many years, and I'm trying to hold it together. But this is a passion that really has sustained and continues to reignite on a daily basis. Every loss that we have in the community, I deeply feel it. And it just plagues me to want to do more and more and more. And so I appreciate all the support that the Hope Squad of Carbon Emery Grand County gets, that our walk and our candlelight vigil gets, because it really does matter. It matters to the survivors. It matters to the people who have lost somebody to suicide, the people that are currently in crisis or have survived a crisis moment. And it really just matters. It's a lovely time to come together. Especially as school is coming back and, you know, kids are facing challenges in a completely different way, especially as they, you know, graduate through the grades and whatnot. It's just a way to put education and resources into the hands of people who could really use it.
Now, and your efforts continue to pay off, and we continue to love all the work that we see from the Hope Squad and your work at Four Corners. So, Amanda, it's always a pleasure to be joined by you. Thank you for taking the time.
No, thank you, Aiden. I appreciate you.
Again, our guest, Amanda McIntosh, Suicide Prevention Liaison for Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. And we're talking about Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month for September, the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.